AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Pembina's 44-week trend streak meets a negative pressure turn near the top of its range. PDA remains in a constructive weekly regime, but the latest 2.4% advance came with average participation and a weaker activity pressure read. Research brief. Pembina Pipeline closed at $47.55 for the week ended 10 July, up 2.4% and only 4.0% below its 52-week high. The oil and gas midstream stock still has an active trend signal and positive relative strength, but activity pressure has slipped to negative 0.23, and volume was only 1.0x the 13-week average, leaving the setup balanced rather than cleanly confirmed. Key points. 1. PBA rose 2.4% on the week to $47.55, broadly in line with the U.S. oil and gas midstream average of 2.4%, but behind the wider U.S. energy average of 3.7%. 2. The stock sits 9.4% above its weekly trend line at $43.47 and 34.4% above ShareMaestro fair value at $35.39. 3. The 12-week return of 13.2% is materially stronger than the midstream industry average of 4.1%, while the 4-week return remains slightly negative at negative 0.6%. 4. Trend breadth is strong for PBA at 90.4%, with 47 of the past 52 weeks active and a current active streak of 44 weeks. 5. Volume was 5.5 million shares, near the 13-week average of 5.6 million, but below the 52-week average of 6.5 million, so participation did not add a heavy confirmation layer. Weekly move holds the high-range structure, but urgency is mixed. Pembina Pipeline, a Calgary-based midstream operator trading on the NYSE, ended the latest week at $47.55, up 2.4%. The move kept the stock in the upper part of its one-year range at 87.3%, with the close 4.0% below the 52-week high of $49.55 and well above the 52-week low of $33.75. The longer tape remains the stronger part of the case. PBA is up 13.2% over 12 weeks, 31.9% over 26 weeks, and 35.5% over 52 weeks. The shorter 4-week return is still negative 0.6%, however, which shows that the latest weekly rebound has not fully restored near-term follow-through after the June pullback. Trend signal stays active while market dynamics cool. ShareMaestro's trend signal remains active, with the stock 9.4% above the weekly trend line of $43.47. That keeps the weekly regime constructive and extends a 44-week active streak, part of a 90.4% trend breadth reading across the past year. The weakness is in market dynamics. Latest activity pressure is negative 0.23, and the signal state shows no fresh buy indication. Relative strength remains positive at 5.59. but it has cooled from stronger recent readings, including 10.82 in early June and 11.55 in late May. The read is therefore supportive on trend and relative performance, but less convincing on fresh activity pressure. Midstream context is better than the broader energy sector. The sector backdrop is uneven. U.S. energy gained 3.7% on average for the week, but its 4-week return remains negative 3.3%, and only 9.0% of the group shows positive market dynamics. PBA's 2.4% weekly gain lagged that broader sector bounce, yet its 12-week return of 13.2% is far above the sector's 0.9% average. The industry comparison is cleaner. U.S. oil and gas midstream gained 2.4% on the week, almost exactly matching PBA, while the group's 12-week average return was 4.1%. Midstream breadth is also stronger than the wider energy sector, with 82.1% active trend signals and 71.4% positive relative strength breadth. PBA ranks 8th in the industry on the 12-week measure, but sits closer to the middle of the pack over 1 and 4 weeks. Volume and valuation leave the confirmation test unresolved. Participation was adequate rather than forceful. Latest volume was 5.5 million shares, equal to 1.0x the 13-week average of 5.6 million, and 0.8x the 52-week average of 6.5 million. That is enough to support the weekly rise, but not enough to show an institutional acceleration similar to the heavier volume weeks seen in March and June. Valuation distance is the main risk marker. The stock trades 34.4% above ShareMaestro fair value, which reflects strong premium demand, but also leaves less margin for disappointment if activity pressure remains negative. Recent weekly volatility is 4.0%, above the 52-week base of 3.2%, and the up-down split over the past year is favorable at 32 positive weeks versus 20 negative weeks, with average gains and losses both at 2.7%. What to watch next? The next test is whether PDA can move back toward the $49.55 high with stronger participation and improving activity pressure. A volume ratio above 1.5x would give the next directional move more weight, while continued average volume trading would keep the setup dependent on the existing trend rather than fresh confirmation. The key downside reference remains the $43.47 trend line. Holding above it would preserve the weekly regime, but a deterioration in activity pressure or relative strength near the top of the range would raise the risk of another pause. The current ShareMaestro setup is balanced, with positive expectancy at 56.96%, but mixed signal evidence beneath the price advance. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.